AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. This just in. The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died earlier today at her home in Washington. In a statement, the court says that Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Ginsburg was nominated to the court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She was the second of four women to serve on the court. First was Sandra Day O'Connor, then Ginsburg, followed by Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. Ginsburg was 87. Minnesota is a target for both President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. Trump, in his speech in Bemidji, accuses Democrats of wanting to increase immigration of refugees into Minnesota and the U.S.
A 700% increase in the importation of refugees from the most dangerous places in the world, including Yemen, Syria, and Somalia. Congratulations, Minnesota.
On a visit to a union carpenter training center near Duluth, Joe Biden talked about how the nation's wealthiest people are making money while tens of millions are out of work.
Billionaires in America, during this pandemic, have made another $300 billion. See what I just said? In the middle of the pandemic, they're left to wonder, as a consequence, ordinary folks, who's looking out for me?
Minnesota is one of a number of states opening polls early. In Virginia, there are long lines at the polling stations in Fairfax County, outside Washington, D.C.
It took me 4.5 hours to get to the voting. I was voter number 303, according to their tally. And I'm told there's about 370, 380 people lined up here outside.
Again, our top story. Supreme Court Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead at 87. The court saying she died at her home in Washington earlier today. This is AP News. House Democrats are readying a stripped-down continuing resolution to keep the government running beyond the end of the fiscal year, which is on the 30th of the month. Any COVID-19 relief is being left in all likelihood for the lame duck session or the next Congress and administration. A new AP NORC poll finds a majority of President Trump supporters plan to vote Election Day, while about half of Joe Biden's backers will vote by mail. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The poll found a third of Democrats, but only 12% of Republicans, favor mail-only elections. That's down from April, when 47% of Democrats and 29% of Republicans like the idea. And 72% of Democrats, but only one-fourth of Republicans, favor no-excuse absentee voting.
New tropical storm Beta has formed in the Gulf. It could be a threat to the northwest coast of Mexico and Texas early next week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.